Noble. 4NGU.
NGU, KN4 VWA. What's up, Phil?
Just driving on Highway 11, 11 and 14.
Love it. That morning trudge off to the salt mine.
We had a banquet last night, a gala at the Poinsett Club, so I stayed out late, but I got some good food.
Good. Some sort of function for NGU?
Yeah, we do that once a year for our donors that give a certain level and up.
Well, that's good. Well, oh, that's right. This is Thursday, isn't it? Don't you have lunch or breakfast with your friend on Thursday at the Bojo's?
Grandkids are muddling your brain. It's Friday.
So, sue me.
Half a day today.
Do half a day on Fridays, didn't you?
Half a day on Fridays, except in the summer, we don't work on Fridays at all.
So, I was going to ask you something about your car. Oh, yeah. So, have you got the gas tank dropped out?
No. I'll probably be through with the brakes very soon, but I'm not quite through with the brakes. Just had a few delays, and then I'll start on that kind of stuff. But I tell you, you don't know what a blessing that lift is for you. It's rough working on the ground.
I do know what a blessing that thing is. Every time I go to change oil or try to tie up a muffler or change shocks on something, oh, son. Makes life a whole lot easier. Now, why don't you get your brakes done? I've got the building straightened up pretty good. Why don't you get your brakes done? And we'll come get it. Bring it over there to the lift. And let you put that tank in from underneath. How's that sound?
I'd really love to get it done myself without bothering you and David, just for the satisfaction of it. But I know I'll have some roadblocks that I probably can't complete the task. So let's keep you on hold, and I appreciate the offer like crazy. I'm just a little bit stubborn trying to do it myself.
Proud of you, buddy. You've discovered pride in workmanship, and you're doing great. But let me tell you, once in a while, there is practicality. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure that gas tank goes in from underneath. And you really don't want to try to do that from underneath the car. I mean, you know, up on a jack stand or something. That's going to be a matter of practicality, lifting that thing up. It's probably going to take a couple of hands.
My jack stands are not any too high, but they've been high enough to do what I need so far. I've hit my head and everything else, and I've kept my language in check so far, but I've
by lots of amateurs like us put up that sign that says Bill's Busted Knuckle Garage, or Steve's grease pit kind of thing.
I bought some wire. I forget what it was called. It's not chicken wire. It's only quarter inch squares that I'm gonna put on that big squirrel cage for safety. But man, that thing'll it'll really move some air. I use that to keep the skeeters off. I don't know why there's so many mosquitoes on my property. I don't have standing water, but I've got some thick grass that they, you know, stays moist, and I guess they stay outside in that, and they try to come in at night when I'm working on the car.
Drawn to the lights, they think it's a heat source to keep them warm. So, anyhow, yeah, that's what that's all about. Yeah, I tell you what, you just fire that fan up, right, point it right at the door, and, man, I tell you what, you get it far enough back, you can blow across you and out the door, and they can't fly in.
Where are you at right now? I'm still copying you direct.
The corner of West Clark Street and Asheville Highway in Inman. If you know where the Bojo's is, I'm just about down to the Bojo's.
It's the entrance to the cliffs on 11, and I'm copying you direct.
Oh, man, that is good. Yeah, hey, man, nice to have a nice, nice, good piece of equipment.
Yes, it really is. I tell you, that Dave, H&X, is that his call? That diamond he's got, man, that thing really puts out a signal. I never heard of a no-ground plane two-meter antenna until he started talking about it.
Are you talking about KN4HXS?
The heating and air guy.
Yep. He's got to have some sort of ground plane.
Design antenna, so well, I forget where he was yesterday, but I was copying him over an enormous distance direct. It was really working well for him. Oh, he was somewhere in Greer, and I was on Highway 11 in Boiling Springs. He was full quieting.
Okay, well, if I'm not mistaken, he's got a mag mount. Then that's your ground plane right there.
Having a ball keeping this other receiver on the input.
Pick up all kind of good stuff, don't you?
Well, there's just more people closer to you than you would think. I call every time I get in the car on 5-2, and there is just nobody there. But there's more distance available than people think, so I guess they don't go over there much.
There are a few out there that do 5-2, but they're mainly working people, and they're going to be on there early, early, early in the morning and later in the afternoon.
All right, wild man, I enjoyed it. Let's let somebody else have their turn, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm just about destinated anyhow. W4, never give up. Listening for your final.
Etiquette kind of went out the door a long time ago. I do try to use good etiquette. Leave breaks and that kind of stuff. But I tell you what, it's turning into CB talk with all the junk that's on here. So, well, anyhow, that's my soapbox for the day. You have a good day there, Phil, and I will talk to you soon. And behave yourself today. W4NGU, KN4VWA, clear.
See ya.
KD4FDI, W4 Fox, Shorty Mike. W4FCM.